summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Kusu Chuang. And on the line, we have Manpreet Gill, Head of Fixed Income Currencies, Commodities at Standard Chartered.
Manpreet, good chatting to you. Now, I've seen your report for the second half global outlook, and you're getting increasingly warm on emerging market assets. Let's start the discussion with your view on the Malaysian ringgit, which seems to be appreciating this year.
Morning. Yes, that's correct. I think a lot of our recent optimism has increasingly shifted to those emerging markets. And we see that both on the bond side, where emerging market government bonds are areas we become more constructive, but also on the equity side, where we're beginning to, you know, Asia ex-Japan equities is one of our most preferred areas. Now, I mentioned that because when you start thinking about the outlook for currencies like the ringgit, that actually becomes quite a supportive factor because, increased inflows into the ringgit and other, you know, emerging market currencies tends to be quite a strong source of support. And I think with the ringgit, what's particularly interesting is that this comes at a time when valuations, the ringgit are actually, the ringgit's actually quite inexpensive. In our view, while we're looking for essentially a range-bound outcome looking out to the next few months, that does end up creating quite a positive backdrop where it may not take very much good news to actually lead to quite a bit of support coming through for the ringgit.
Well, certainly in terms of the inflows into the Malaysian government bonds as well as into the Malaysian equity market, those factors are seen to be playing out. But contraflow indicators suggest things like looming polls are offering some uncertainty as well as interest rates increasing in the US, also predicating some kind of blowback of funds to the US. What's your view on those counterflows?
Well, I think on the currency, on a currency side, I guess what I always like to remind investors is that it always, depends what's happening on both sides of the equation. Now, absolutely, interest rates are rising in the U.S., but I think that's already very well known by markets. So in terms of market impact, we think that's why, despite, Yellen's testimony yesterday, for example, where she reemphasized the point about a gradual pace of tightening, the dollar hasn't really strengthened because that's not really net new news. So from that perspective, I wouldn't really worry too much about, rates rising in the U.S. What we do believe is that there's more room for that upside surprise in markets in currencies like the euro, from the ECB. And of course, in a period where you don't have strong dollars, tend to be good, very supportive periods for emerging markets, currencies and the underlying assets. So I think from that perspective, look, you'll always have a bit of ebb and flow. We've had a very strong first half, so a little bit of profit taking, a little bit of a pause, really isn't something that would worry us.
Well, some strength on the ringgit dollar cross at this point in time, 4.288 in this morning. Manpreet, what's your year-end view on the ringgit, if you could stick your neck out that far?
Well, I guess looking at the second half, like I said, I mean, we do have sort of a range-bound view. I suppose there are two parts to it here. I think, like we said, I think there's obviously a very inexpensive valuation backdrop and what's turning out to be a supportive environment for EM flows. Those are really the positives. I suppose the question is whether those positives are enough to really cause ringgit strength, or do we think that, we may end up with something a little bit more modest, at least in the second half of this year. So I think we need to really see, the dollar is really the key to that outlook, more so than what's happening here in Asia. So, all of that, a range-bound view on the ringgit really is partly based off our view of a range-bound U.S. dollar. But I think if we see some of the recent weakness in the dollar, and particularly in the dollar index, extend, that actually ends up, setting quite a much more positive backdrop, in fact, for the Asian currencies, including the ringgit. So my baseline would be to look for a range-bound, a relatively stable outcome. But I'd say the risk of a positive surprise is higher than that of a negative one.
Well, Manpreet, we're 13 months away from the statutory dissolution of the Malaysian Parliament. Do you see looming elections in this country as a potential, impediment to the progress of the equity market?
Well, I guess the way we and financial markets around the world look at elections is really through multiple lenses, and the one we sort of prefer to look at is through ones of stability or uncertainty. At the end of the day, financial markets are usually quite happy as long as there's stability and you sort of take away any form of uncertainty. So regardless of when the election occurs or what kind of outcome you get, at the end of the day, if that sort of takes away one source of uncertainty, all that means is that financial markets are able to, go back to focusing on the fundamentals and on the backdrop of what kind of yield outlook or underlying earnings are. So in our view, any kind of, removal of uncertainty is a positive. And like I said, our focus is always on the fundamentals. And if, the election sort of cycle, the political environment allows markets to, renew their focus on that, that's actually, I view that as a positive for markets.
All right, Manpreet, thank you. That was Manpreet Gill, Head of Fixed Income, Currencies and Commodities Investment Strategy at Standard Chartered Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.